Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Common Sense with Dr. Ben Carson.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Common Sense. I'm your host, Ben Carson. Actually, my wife, Candy, will be joining us today also. And we have a fantastic guest, attorney Virginia Prodan, who we actually met in an airport several months ago. And we're just fascinated with her story, which many people throughout the world know. But we're going to give you an opportunity today to get to know that story. It's one of the most inspiring things imaginable, and so apropos to some of the changes that we're seeing in the United States today. And we'll get her take on some of all that. But Virginia, maybe you could start off by telling our audience a little bit about your new book and why it has that title.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Ben Carson, for having me on your program. And I'm happy to share everything that we will have time from my book. My book, it's called Saving My Assassin. And you can buy the book at virginiaprodanbooks.com/product/book. It's a book that talks about the reality and the atrocities of socialists that I lived under. And many people can find the reality of this and can answer to others or to themselves those questions. What I did writing this memoir, I took the reader by hands and they would walk with me in socialist and communist Romania in every area of my life, and they will find out how socialist and communist works. And also, I brought them to America as I came to America and what America is all about, because now I am an American attorney. I went back to law school, this time at SMU, and I have my own law firm. I am associated with Alliance Defender Freedom, and I go and speak in many places. I want to share with your audience that as from a younger age, I noticed my parents being politically correct, just like many Americans during these circumstances are politically correct. And my parents, under socialists and communists, will give up all the rights like everyone else outside of home and agree with the government and be fearful. But I watched them inside of our home whispering, how horrible the government is and how tomorrow the government will ask more rights, because socialist and communist government will never stop until we'll take all your rights. And as a child, I noticed an insecurity on my part that I thought nobody cares about me, nor my parents, nor the government. But also I noticed a fire inside of me that started to burn, a desire to find the truth and speak up for the truth. Because I have relatives in my family that they were lawyers, and they will respond to every questions that our relatives will have, but they will not have the courage to speak up. So I went to law school thinking that I will find the truth and I'll speak up for the truth. I want to mention to your audience, because it's very important to read in this book, Saving My Assassin, how you go to school in socialist. No, you do not choose your profession like in freedom in America or in a capitalist country. The government is the one who will decide your profession. And even after you graduate, the government will decide where you work, how much you make, and so forth. So I went to law school. I graduated from law school and I started to work where the government placed me to work. And after a year or two, I was ready to give up my profession as a lawyer. I was so discouraged that I cannot find the truth. And I remember coming to my law office that day and putting my briefcase on my secretary's desk and saying, I can't find the truth. I will give up. And I remember she was surprised. She looked at me like, what are you dreaming? Where are you out of this world? And she gave me three files and she said, three clients will come to your office and one is in your office. And I remember going into my office and recognizing the client who was there. I remember working with him for more than a year. And every time I worked with him, he had a joyful face and a peaceful face, a joy and a peace in a joyless land and a lack of peace land. And many times I thought that he was crazy, but I never had the time to talk with him or to fix this man. So here I am coming to my office thinking that I'm going to give up my profession, but God had other plans. As I look at his joyful face and full of peace face, in a socialist full of lack of peace, lack of peace and lack of joy, I remember saying to him, I wish I had in my life what you have in your life. And he asked me, do you go to church? And I stared at him thinking, I knew you are crazy. I don't know why I asked you. But he wrote something on a piece of paper and said, that's an address to our church. Would you come Sunday to our church? And I heard myself saying, yes, I will come. The craziest thing that a lawyer in socialist and communist could do at that time, because a few months before, the dictator declared himself God and required us to worship him alone. So I went to his church and there I heard the preacher opening the Bible and saying, reading John 16:4, Jesus Christ said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. And I realized that Jesus Christ is the truth, that I found the truth, not in the law books, but the creator of the universe, Jesus Christ, is the truth. So I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, and also I accepted his appointment on my life to defend human and religious rights. And I didn't have to look for clients because at that time I didn't know that I was the only one taking them and taking the dictator to court to respect human and religious rights.
Interesting. And that's really how you got your introduction to faith.
Yes, That's my introduction to faith. And as I started to defend Christians, because socialists and communists works on lies, on hiding the truth. America gave Romania the most favored national status. Hello, sweet Candy.
How are
Hello.
You?
I am doing fine. Romania gave United States of America, President Ronald Reagan gave Romania the most favored national status, which was a huge economical benefit, but it was attached with respecting human and religious rights. And by the grace of God, there are great explanation and how I found those laws that the government hided them from lawyers to use them, and I use them in the courtroom, and I defended Christian and human rights cases. And more than that, the more I defended human and religious rights, the more the government targeted me. They will arrest me, they will interrogate and torture me, they put me under house arrest, because at that time, when I was surrounded by the walls of socialism and we were isolated from the Western civilization, God did amazing things to protect me and help me to do my mission. Many of my cases became part of United Nations reports on human rights violations and part of United States Department of State reports on human rights violation. Many radio and television will publicize my cases, and with that, I expose the dictator to the entire world. So guess what? He had a plan to kill me.
We need to take a break for Virginia Prodan, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back with Virginia Prodan, her fascinating story.
So right after I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, I understood that Christ had an appointment on my life to defend human and religious cases. And I didn't have to look for any cases because people will come and ask me to defend them. Like students will take Bibles from one church to another for vacation Bible schools, and the government will arrest them saying that they are spies for America because those Bibles were printed in America. Or churches that will ask the government to maintain the church or to extend the church, and the government will put them on the waiting list and until the church will be in disrepair. And then the government will come and demolish the church and take the church and the land as part of the government. Doctors who will talk with their clients about their situation would prescribe medication and will give a Bible, or on the prescription will put a Bible verse. They will be put to jail for sharing the Bible or sharing Christ with them. But by the grace of God, because President Ronald Reagan gave to Romania the most favored nation status that was tied with respecting human and religious rights. God helped me to find the law that the government kept it aside in a special place in the library with locks on. But the way God works is one day somebody forgot those books on the table, and it was exactly the day that the good Lord sent me to the library, and I made copies. I want to emphasize to people, when you read Saving My Assassin, you will be encouraged how God guided me step by step. I am not a hero. God is the hero. He has done everything through me and in me to show the world, and he will do it in your life. And I want you to be encouraged that God is looking for people that love to be tool in his hands that will change America, that will change the country that you are from. Yes, the situation might not be easy, because as I started to defend Christian and human rights cases, and unknown to me at that time, many of my cases became part of United Nations reports on human rights violation and part of Department of State reports on human rights violation. And television and radio Christian will publicize my cases, again, unknown to me. I expose the dictator to the entire world. So don't be discouraged of what you see, because God is doing amazing things that maybe one day you'll be able to see it. But do your job, because God is faithful to do his job. And because...
But at that point, you became targeted by Ceausescu, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, because I, like I said, I didn't know, but Ceausescu knew all those information. So he will send Securitate to guard my home and my office. He will they will take me every day into interrogation room. They will beat me and torture me. They will ask me to stop. Otherwise, they will say that they will kill me or my kids. They will do whatever it takes. But God gave me the strength to go on and defend Christian and human rights cases. And at the end, President Ronald Reagan, after so many years and so many cases that were publicized, and many congressmen like Congressman Frank Wolf and Christopher Smith, and Secretary of State, President Reagan, will come to Romania and talk with me about my cases, and will go to the dictator and tell him about the cases. You can imagine that he was very, very upset. So he decided that he will create the best plan to end my life. And this is the reason why the book is called Saving My Assassin.
And before you tell us about that episode with the assassin, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
And we're back with Virginia Prodan, her fascinating story. And she was about to tell us exactly why the book is called Saving My Assassin.
So because the dictator was told by the president, by President Ronald Reagan, that the most favored national statue will be taken away because he was lying to America and he was not respecting the human rights or religious rights, he decided that he will create the best plan to kill me and to look like a client kill me. So that's the reason why the book is called Saving My Assassin. So he sent a client to my office, and because the dictator and his Securitate army had all the microphones and everything installed in my home and in my office, they knew everything about my whereabouts. So this new client, assassin, came very late, almost to the close of the business day. And my assistant had only the time to introduce him to my office, say that he is a new client and I'm going to go and pick up my kids. So she left for the day. The minute that my new client, assassin, came into my office and heard that my assistant closed the door, he pulled his jacket, took his gun and pointed to my face and saying, I'm not your client. I'm here to kill you. We did everything that was possible to stop you and you are not listening. And he was so joyful explaining and screaming at me. And I didn't know why, but he explained to me that President Ceausescu, dictator, presented to them the plan, and he said, I want to do this. And because of that, he will be number one in his Securitate Guard. And I was afraid. I was shaking. I was, at that time, I still am under 5 feet tall. I was 82 pounds, and my assassin was 6'10 feet tall man, like a football player, with a gun at my face. And I was shaking. I felt alone with my assassin, and I was not alone. I heard the whisper of God, share the gospel. And as I started to share the gospel, word by word, because we didn't have Bibles too many, and when we had Bibles, we learned by heart Bible verses and the gospel. I started to recite to him the Bible verses, and he put the gun down. His shoulders relaxed. He was like melting in under God's word and power. And he shook his hand several times, and at the end, he accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. And I remember after he left, staying there, thinking, this is real. This is really happening. I'm not dead, and my assassin accepted Christ. I hope you read my book and you will be encouraged that there is no enemy. There are only people created in God's image, captured by the evil one, and God wants us to be a tool in his hands to bring those souls from the evil tent to his cross.
And didn't the gentleman who was to be your assassin play a role in the writing of the book too?
Yes. 20 years later, when a few years after this incident, President Ronald Reagan decided to make a deal with dictator when he heard what the dictator wanted to do to kill me, and President Ronald Reagan called dictator Ceausescu and said, I make a deal with you. I'll give you one more year of most favored national status if you let Virginia and her family to come to America today. President Reagan was very concerned about our lives. The dictator said deal, but in a month, I want you to read a book because the dictator prepared another plan to kill me, but God stopped his plan. But the reason it's called Saving My Assassin is I came to the United States of America because President Ronald Reagan gave us political visa. And I didn't know English. I knew five languages, but not English. I had no money, no friends. I had two girls under 10 years old, and I was pregnant with my son. I learned English not as fast as my kids. I went back to law school, this time here in Dallas, Texas, and I opened my law firm. I wrote my book, and I speak in many places. My kids grew up, and I raised them as a single mom, and the first one graduated from SMU, the second one from Harvard Law School, and my son from United States Air Force Academy. And as I was, that's the best country in the world, America. As I was working in my law office one day, a new client came to my office. He had a case. Everything was just fine. He finished presenting the case, and he looked straight at me and said, "Virginia, don't you recognize me?" I was thinking, who is this man? And he showed me his Securitate ID. For a second, I relived that horrifying moment back in Romania. And then he shared with me what God is doing in his life, and I shared with him what God is doing in my life. And I was telling him that I'm writing my book, and he asked me to let him write a chapter in my book. And today you can read his chapter in my book. I hope that you read, you pay attention. You read it maybe several times. He wrote it with so much truthfulness and love, and explaining how the government, the socialist government, when he was young, captured him with lies about free stuff, benefits, and things that he believed at that time, and change and transform him from an honest person into a monster, killing people, helping the government to make others disappear, or planting documents in people's life, in people's home, and so forth. And he also explained how God changed his life.
And well, you would be a perfect person to sort of tell us, in the years that you've been here in the United States, what things have changed that remind you of Romania?
First of all, one thing that I see is fear. People are so fearful of government, and many of them, not all of them, but many of them almost forgot a fear of God. They fear that if they say something, they lose the job. Our resources and our lives are in God's hands. We have to speak the truth in love, and God will protect us. I see that the government, we as Christians, we are not involved as we're supposed to be involved in political arena, and to be a changer of the culture in God's power. I see the government making an elite out of people that agree with them and marginalizing Christians. And this is a time when we have to speak up in love and let the results on God's side. From the bottom of my heart, I am telling you, as a Christian, there is not a greater honor for us than to suffer for Christ and to suffer with Christ. You will see Christ walking with you, Christ giving you wisdom, Christ giving you power and strength to go on. And you will encourage not only yourself, your family, your business, but people around you. Do not be afraid. Choose faith instead of fear.
Now, what about the school system in Romania? Did they spend their time teaching children the basics that they needed in education, or did they promote a lot of propaganda?
They promote a lot of propaganda. There is a story. There are several stories about what they did in school. And I remember one time the government will always say that the government buys books for kids and everything, but we were the ones, parents, that will do that. And I remember one time the government said, we are not going to buy books. You parents go and buy books. And it was a shortage of books at that time. So I remember going anytime it was possible, taking my girls and going to different bookstore to buy the books. So here they were at the first day of school, and they opened the book, and the first lesson on the book, he was a dictator with his wife, and the lesson was that the dictator bought their books and they have to write a letter to the dictator. And the teacher said, close the book and write a letter to the president thanking for the book. And here is my daughter, full of courage and full of truth. She wrote, my mom bought my books. I was there, and I will thank my mom for that, not the dictator. Dictator did not. You teach your kids with what with your action. And the teacher called me at work right away and said, you got to come here. And she said, this is what your daughter wrote. I called her to my desk and I said, Anka, that's my first daughter's name, you wrote the truth, but you cannot write the truth on a piece of paper. You cannot do this. And she said it to me, you have to teach your kids. And I said, I have to teach my kids to lie. That's what you are teaching me. And I said, I will never do that, no matter the consequences. And she said, that's my last year as a teacher. And I would love to keep my job, so I am telling you what you are doing. But she also said to me, I talk with Anka, and it looks like at home you have a Bible for little eyes, if you remember that Bible published by Tyndale. And she said, if there is any way you can give it to me, really cover as a Christmas gift, I will appreciate, because when I will be retired, I want to show that to my kids.
Wow. So, that's pretty amazing. When you see things evolving in this country, what do you think is the possible solution? Or are we inexorably going to march towards socialism?
No, I don't think so. There is a power in us, and Christ gave us the mission to change this world in his power. The Bible said, if my people, and we are his people, turn from our wicked way, repent, and seek his face, he will heal us and heal the land. So everything starts with us. We need to be involved. We need to go to school. We need to be part of the school board. We need to be part of be representative or being involved in politics or support representatives who have Christian base and do what is right. And I believe that God will change this. Ceausescu was so powerful. He had an army. He had a talent to lie to the whole world. And I was 20 something years old, under 5 feet tall, 82 pounds, and God used me to change Romania. So don't be impressed with what you see around you. Do what God is asking you to do, because we all have skills, talent, and a position and a sphere of influence where he placed us. And God will change that. And I believe we have a possibility right now to speak. I also want to say to those who are fearful, please read chapter 3 in my book several times. It's a chapter of my own uncle who was too fearful when the time was right, like our time right now in America. And he later When he spoke, he was put in psychiatric hospital to be re-educated in socialist ideology, and he was not able to look for the rest of his life in the mirror, in his eyes. I don't want my friends, not even my enemies, to live like that. So be strong and courageous and in love, speak the truth, because that God is the hope of America. Nothing else.
Amen. Amen.
And I also want to say it. God allows evil to have power for a period of time, a short period of time, for us to get closer to him, and he will show his power. The evil one does not have permanent power. Look at Ceausescu. He is dead. And for 33 years in America, I am telling people in America and around the world what God can do to one person. We have a powerful God.
Amen. Well, I just want to thank you for sharing that with us and helping people to recognize that you have to be brave. You have to have courage. And you'll have more courage if you know where your real protection comes from. It comes from God. And in this country, which has done so well for 250 years, we have to remember that you cannot be the land of the free if you're not the home of the brave. You have to be willing to stand up and fight as you did at 5 feet and 82 pounds. You have to, it doesn't really matter what size you are or what size your opponent is, because the size of God is immense. And he can take care of any problems that we face. And also, we have to think about what is right. What is the right thing to do? And, not spend all of our time judging people and trying to move things to our advantage, but just do what's right. And the rest of it will take care of itself in due time. So I want to thank you so much for being with us today. And
Ben Carson, sorry I interrupted you. You are so right on that. And I want to encourage one encouragement for American people. I have been watching you from Romania and for 33 years here as an American citizen. And I have to tell you, as Americans, because I'm an American citizen, we brought Christ, freedom, and prosperity to people all over the world. It's time for us to bring Christ, freedom, and prosperity back to America, because we are able and we are capable in Christ's power.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming. And also, we appreciate you taking a stand when it was difficult. You know, thank you. I mean, allowing God to work through you, that's such an amazing thing. And also, to put it all down in a book that we can all enjoy well and take a lot of life lessons from. So thank you, especially at these challenging times that we have now, because everybody, it's a time when we all need to stand up. So thank you again.
And we'll be back with some closing remarks and your prescription for the week in just a moment. Well, we're back, and we hope you enjoyed that session with Virginia Prodan. You know, there's a lot of lessons we can take from her story, and it's so impressive that this woman had so much courage to stand up before communist socialist regimes that were intent on controlling other people, on ruling their lives. And yet she was able to do a great deal to bring that regime down because of her courage. And if we have that kind of courage, America will in fact endure all the changes that we see going on right now. And we see people who want to fundamentally move us from a country that is of, by, and for the people to something that is of, by, and for the government. And we don't need that. We don't have to try to be like everybody else. The United States of America is a unique place. And we, the people of the United States, are not each other's enemies. And we can't allow people to continue to manipulate us and make us think that we should be fighting each other. And we don't need to try to control anybody's life except our own. And if we do that and we live by the principles that this country was founded upon, I think we'll be extremely successful. And now for your assignment for this week. I want you to think about people in your sphere of influence, some of whom may feel very oppressed and very negative about everything that's going on. See if you can cheer them up this week. Talk about some uplifting things, things that you're doing, things that they possibly can do to start focusing not on what you can't do, but what you can do, and how you can improve your life and the life of all of those people around you. So until next week, make sure you go and join our podcast. And you can listen to the podcast on Spotify, on Amazon, or wherever you get your podcast. Please rate us, tell others about us, and let's continue to bring common sense to America as we proclaim the principles of faith, liberty, community, and life. See you next time.